now some more news stories. This week was marked by three stories about con men and con women. We'll hear about a woman who stayed in an expensive hotel and left without paying the bill, and a builder who was jailed in 2017 for frauds in Norfolk totalling over £1 million and has still not repaid £200,000 to victims he'd ripped off. Finally, we'll learn about another con woman who stole thousands of pounds from people that she befriended over the past few years.
A luxury hotel has spoken out about the stay of a convicted fraudster who ran off without paying. Amy Gent avoided punishment at Norwich Magistrates Court on Tuesday after dodging a £450 bill for staying at Park Farm Hotel in Hethersett, despite a long history of previous offences. They include a 2-year prison sentence in 2015 for scamming the company she worked for out of £87,000. Known then as Amy Brewis, she used a company card to buy £70,000 worth of goods to fund, the prosecution said, a life of luxury. The 38-year-old has more than 20 convictions, including for fraud, theft and shoplifting.
A convicted con man who was ordered last June to pay back £200,000 to his victims has not paid a penny, it can be revealed. Ben Staff was jailed in January 2017 for frauds totalling £1 million, which he carried out across Norfolk's building trade from 2009 to 2014. Last June, he agreed to pay £200,000 to those he ripped off, funded through the sale of three properties he owned. A confiscation order was made by the court, meaning he had to sell the three houses. But 9 months later, police confirmed that nothing had been paid to his victims and the homes had still not been sold. It means the case will now need to come back to court in July so that the confiscation order can be enforced.
A serial con woman who stole a man's life savings and falsely accused him of rape will be forced to pay £2,630 to her victim. Natalie Rivers, from West End in Old Cossey, has stolen thousands of pounds from people she befriended over the past few years, including the elderly. The 35-year-old's previous convictions include impersonating a police officer and falsely claiming a man was under investigation for sexual assault. She's also been convicted of stealing cash from a 77-year-old pensioner and taking a handbag belonging to a charity worker who was helping her. In December last year, she stole the life savings of a man she met on online dating site, Plenty of Fish, and then falsely accused him of rape. Prosecutor John Morgan said Rivers pretended to have genuine feelings for the 58-year-old victim, but then took his £3,040 life savings. She told police he was her sugar daddy before making up the false rape allegation. For Rivers, who appeared on a video link from Peterborough Jail, admitted theft and was jailed for 20 months. Rivers was given a suspended 24-week jail term, but breached that when she was convicted of theft from a house in which cheques were stolen in April this year. Rivers is currently serving the 24-week sentence and was due for release on New Year's Eve, but has now been jailed for a further 20 months for her latest theft.